This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israeli forces seized the main border crossing between Egypt and southern Gaza on Tuesday, shutting down a vital aid route into the Palestinian enclave that's already on the brink of famine. Reuters correspondent Emma Jaleh reports.
Aid trucks were seen lined up on the road in Egypt's Rafah on Tuesday after Israel took control of the Palestinian side of the main border crossing. The United Nations and other international aid agencies said the closing of the two crossings into southern Gaza, Rafah and Israeli-controlled Kerem Shalom, had virtually cut off the already devastated enclave from outside aid. The seizure of the Rafah crossing, where more than 1 million displaced Palestinian civilians are holed up, came despite weeks of calls from the U.S. and others for Israel to hold off from a big offensive in Rafah. The crossing was also the only exit point for those needing to leave Gaza for medical treatment unavailable inside the enclave.
Reuters correspondent Emma Jaleh. U.S. President Joe Biden on Tuesday warned the threat of anti-Semitism is growing in remarks honoring the 6 million Jews killed in the Holocaust as his support for Israel's assault on Gaza divides his Democratic Party.
This hatred continues to lie deep in the hearts of too many people in the world and requires our continued vigilance and outspokenness.
Biden spoke 7 months to the day after the Palestinian militant group Hamas attacked Israel on October 7th, killing 1,200 by Israeli tallies in what Biden has called the deadliest days for Jews since the Holocaust. U.S. President Joe Biden's administration has been holding up certain Boeing-made arms shipments to Israel, four sources familiar with the matter told Reuters, in what is an apparent political